they would experience hypoxia, lack of oxygen, in other words. The effects don't really start until 12,000 feet of altitude. The air thins as the plane ascends. It's the bends, actually. The same thing divers get when they go underwater and then come up too fast. Dissolved gases inside their bodies are turning into bubbles on depressurization. Joint pain and rashes, paralysis, and even death. Very difficult to handle when you're flying an airplane. Aerotitis was another problem, from air bubbles in the ears, a sudden acute ear pain, or even a temporary loss of hearing as the aircraft climbs or descends. So I did training to teach air crew what the lack of oxygen was like on the ground, so they would recognize it in the air, help them deal with it before they passed out, or worse. We had a decompression chamber, a cylinder lent to us by the RAF. They would line the troops up, make a schedule, and make sure they all got training about lack of oxygen. This training was to persuade them to use their oxygen mask in the air. We play poker, actually. We, the teachers, were on oxygen, and the crew were without oxygen. And we did win a lot of the crew's money, actually. That taught them very quickly what lack of oxygen did to their brains. One tragedy, it was over Holland, I think, actually, and a squadron, and there were 12 men, and none of them came back. After this, they paid attention to the need for oxygen at 12,000 feet. So that was a lesson that was learned.